And one at a time, it bunted up again. Every time, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was always amazing thing to me, how they do such a good job and split it, board it, nail it up, and have it just a nice place. And that every spring, they had to build it back. But,
would you like a cup of coffee? It's your hair, would.
All right. I don't let me stay too long here.
Maybe I can tell you a lot more things there than I have.
I don't think so.
Well.
And we don't see eye to eye. We may not jive.
I see. You do mention making a garden. What were the common vegetables that people grew mostly?
I'd like coffee.
Well, that'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. I'd like coffee, please. Do you get sugar and cream?
No, I don't.
In our home, we had always had wild tomatoes and string beans, and we didn't go in much for carrots, but had all butter beans. And back as a child, I remember I always tried to have Irish potatoes and English peas early in the year. You have to plant them in the winter, you know. But people don't raise English peas here now. Well, they hardly garden at all until the last few years. During the war years, they gardened. And then the last two or three years, people have started back gardening on account of the price of groceries.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Irish potatoes. Did you have sweet potatoes?
Now, our section of the country does not grow sweet potatoes as good as the hill section. I don't know why. It's too much nitrogen. They grow off the vines or something, they claim. I don't know whether that's right or not. Mm-hmm. But we grew them here, but they always said the hill potatoes were sweeter than that.
I see. They call them yams, or?
We always speak of them as sweet potatoes, but now I think that's a northern term, yams, more or less. Mm-hmm. By the way, are you interested in this sickle cell anemia that the colored people have? Do you know, have you?
I really don't know very much about it.
It's a disease that came from Africa. There's an article in the Preventive Medicine magazine about, it's Prevention magazine, you may know something about it. It's about nutrition and so forth. The colored people in Africa do not have this sickle cell anemia, but they come to the United States and they have it, and it's handed down through the generations, and they've done a terrific lot of studying on it in the last few years. You have noticed that publications, I'm sure, newspaper, where they have done so much research for the colored people. Mm-hmm. And this one study says that back in Africa, that the plant that they make tapioca from, and the yams that they eat over there, that's their main diet over there, prevent them from having the sickle cell anemia. When they have come to the United States, it's been handed down. It starts as a malaria thing. The malaria does something to the blood, and they claim that, now whether that's really true or not, I don't know, that's somebody's theory. Mm-hmm. But they say if they'll eat yams and this plant, whatever the name of it, I've forgotten it.
Get that for Willie Howard then.
Just
a plain old sweet potato, huh?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they call them yams. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we never did call them yams much in this part of the country. We always said sweet potatoes. When we said potatoes, we meant sweet potatoes.
I thought we always said tater. That was like I was in the army, and we was talking about good things to eat back in Boy, Texas, talking about a roasting ears, you know. Now you eat them up there, sure. Roasting ears. Mm-hmm. This boy was telling me about it. I said, you know that's not roasting ears. We call them roasting ears.
Roasting ears. Well, that sounds like Ohio. In fact,
roasting
ears. Roasting ears. Without.